News Radio WJPF, as the phone rang this morning, I was lucky enough to get El Gato Melendez, who's on the phone with us this morning. El Gato, we're going to have to talk about that name this morning because it's a great story. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. A little wet here, you know, and getting ready to get some winter weather here. You know, El Gato, the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be coming to the SIU Arena Wednesday, January 17th. You know, I'm trying to think, you know, they talk about baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet, America. It shouldn't be baseball, apple pie, and the Globetrotters?
It should be the Globetrotters, man. We've been doing this for 92 years. We represented the American values in many ways. You know, we travel around the world. We always bring that positive energy and beyond, not just beyond the court. You know, we visit hospitals, we visit schools. We always try to create great positive memories for people. And yes, we should go up there with those things that you mentioned.
I mean, I'd be hard pressed to think that since the Globetrotters began in 1926, founded in Chicago now, and mm-hmm. the first tour for the Globetrotters was in Southern Illinois in 1928. That was the first tour after they kind of started to hit the road. They were an exhibition team playing at the Savoy Hotel, I believe it was, in Chicago, and the first tour, Southern Illinois, 1928. So it's kind of unique that you're coming back to the SIU Arena. But here's the thing. When you talk about that American value, I mean, it's not very often I use the word joy. But when you look at the people in the stands, how many people for 80 years, what franchise has given people that much happiness that long? I don't think there's another team you can compare. I don't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, we always wearing the red, white, and blue. Everywhere we go, you know, we're bringing that joy and that happiness to people for all these generations, you know, and never fails that you go to a place that you see great grandfather and his son and all his grandchildren and moms too, you know, remembering all the things they bringing all the family to see the game and then when you see great grandpa laughing. On the same team that the 6-year-old is laughing, man, it's something special to see, and for them to carry on that experience of the Harlem Globetrotters from generation to generation is what makes us and what makes me love more what I do.
Now, here's the thing: you have a really incredible story. You're the first Puerto Rican player for the only, my understanding, Globetrotters.
Yes, sir.
And you have a really interesting story from running. First off, let's talk about El Gato. How did you get that name? It's a great story.
Well, growing up in Puerto Rico, you know, we're a baseball country, and there were not many basketball courts around close to my house, and the one that was close is actually really far. And I asked my dad for a shotgun, and he said, "Cut through the sugarcane field." So one day I went off to school, I fixed a ham sandwich, and I'm walking down the trail, and I dropped some of the ham. And next thing I know, it's like a bunch of cats following me all the way to the basketball court. Just, I guess it was just waiting for more ham to fill up the sandwich. And they followed me all the way to the basketball court, and my friends started calling me El Gato from that point on, because, you know, all these cats were just there waiting for me to come right back into the trail with food.
And this El Gato name stuck.
It is stuck. It is stuck into the point that I don't know how the Globetrotters find out. Something that, you know, they must have interviewed a bunch of my friends from back when I was a kid, because that only a few people knew that.
And what's interesting is, according to the story in the Globetrotters website, it's about 2 miles between you and the basketball courts.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, you know, as an athlete now, and you play, was it University of North Carolina?
University of North Carolina, yes.
That, you know, you realize there are components of your youth that makes you up as an adult, and one of those is you got your lungs. You were running every day to get to 2 miles and running back home to play basketball. And then when it's weird how you get a certain age and you're doing certain things, you realize those parts that made you up. I believe your father and grandfather were both runners as well. But, you know, you can't be just a runner with the Globetrotters. You have to be an artist. A showman, magician, and that's the part that always fascinates. How do you become a magician like a Globetrotter?
Man, at first, you know, when you go in, you've been playing competitive basketball for so long that you always think you got 40 minutes of basketball, and you go hard those 40 minutes. You know, with the Globetrotters, changes so much because you had to turn that on and off. You know, you go competitive for, like, let's say 2 minutes, and then you go in entertainment and showmanship for, like, 3 minutes, and then you turn it on again. And for me, that was the hardest part. But then going in with different guys that were there already and some of the veterans, things were a lot easier, especially on learning the tricks, because I could not do a trick at all. I couldn't even spin the ball. Now I can spin two balls at the same time. And when you learn and get together with them, then you realize, okay, you need practice 20 times harder than when you used to practice as a regular competitive basketball player, because now you have to carry on all the showmanship and all the tricks and the basketball part, and also be an ambassador of goodwill. So, you know, you always have to be on your best behavior no matter what.
Yeah, and that's a lesson I think a lot of people could learn today, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the things I think now. I mean, I know the Globetrotters do around 450 appearances a year. It's exhibition games and hospitals. I mean, there's this long list. But, you know, I just think the goodwill that the Globetrotters spread, I think it shows an example. It sets a standard.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's 30 of us doing what's right and representing, like I said before, representing the United States everywhere we go. We wear our red, white, and blue very proudly. And, you know, and we're just trying to tell everybody, hey, man, it takes more than 30 guys to show everybody, you know. So I wish we can bring other people with us and represent and do things the right way, especially, you know, how the things that happen in our country, you know, right now. And you know, us 30 guys is the beginning of that, to re-engage into the positive image and the positive energy that we all Americans have.
Right. And I believe that, because when you look at over the 80 years and the turmoil that's gone on in this country, that solid heartbeat has been the Globetrotters. And when things were pretty doggone bad. And that's one of the things I think, you know, makes Globetrotters, you know, magic. They really do. And there's a lot of people. I talked this with people. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day. She runs a coffee or a chocolate place. And she said, well, I sell chocolate. Oh, no, you don't. You sell happiness. Chocolate's just a medium. And I think that the Globetrotters, same thing. Great basketball players. Astounding. I mean, I've been lucky enough to meet some of the classics in the 40 years that I've been broadcast here in Southern Illinois, meet and talk with some of the greats of the Globetrotters. And you realize it's not basketball. It really, what you're selling is joy. And, boy, is that a great commodity, you know?
Yes. It's nothing better than to make people happy and not just in one city, because, you know, normally when you play basketball competitive, they either love you or they hate you. You know, if you're winning, they love you. If you beat the other team in another city, they hate you.
Yep.
So with us, they just love us everywhere we go. We create that.
I never thought about that.
And that's the best part about it.
I never thought about that. They either hate you or like you. You're the only team in America where everybody loves you everywhere you go. There's one team like that, and it's you. The Globetrotters are coming to the SIU Arena Wednesday, January 17th.